Sir Rod Hudson has acquired immune deficiency syndrome, which was diagnosed over a year ago in the United States.
Mr. Hudson died this morning peacefully at his Beverly Hills home after a lingering illness.
The world first learned that actor Rock Hudson had acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS, last July when he flew to Paris for treatment with an experimental drug. Today, less than 3 months later, he died quietly in his sleep at home in California, close to the movie studios that made him famous. Born in Illinois 60 years ago next month, Rock Hudson began his film career after wartime service in the Navy. Film critic Rex Reed says though he starred in dozens of movies, including Magnificent Obsession, Giant, Written on the Wind, and Pillow Talk, Hudson attracted fans with his genial nature.
While Rock Hudson regrettably never achieved the strong leading man legendary status, you know, of a Gary Cooper or a Clark Gable, he still nevertheless made everybody comfortable who watched him on the screen.
Reed says in a Hollywood that rewarded superstars, Hudson was of a different breed.
He was very reliable and just a very dependable kind of pleasant category. And it was a, you know, exemplified by Rock Hudson, that category where men can cry and men can be sensitive, but men can also be sturdy and rocks of Gibraltar all at the same time.
Actor Robert Stack, who often appeared with Hudson, speaks of the controversy that developed since the fact that Hudson had AIDS became public.
People say that he shouldn't have been acting when he had AIDS, but I don't think he even knew at the time how communicative the disease was.
Stack says Hollywood is a different kind of community and more tolerant of people with Hudson's lifestyle.
Good Lord, our profession has had people who have had their own choice of sexual patterns since the beginning of time. If you take out people that are gays out of our profession, you would take out entire industries.
Throughout today, Hudson was remembered by friends and colleagues, saddened by his death, but proud of the contribution he made to public awareness of AIDS. Actress Linda Evans said his greatest gift to the world was his acknowledgement of his disease and his willingness to educate people and raise their consciousness. Bernie Wagner of the San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
There is some frustration in the gay community about Rock Hudson and AIDS in general. Why does a superstar get global attention because he is ill, and people in San Francisco and other parts of the country are dying every day with AIDS?
Wagner hopes the Hudson case will mean quicker progress toward ending the AIDS menace.
I think that his death and his illness has brought us a lot closer to a cure. I think it has placed a lot of pressure on the government as far as spending and allocating a lot more money for research.
Last month at an AIDS fundraising affair in California, Burt Lancaster read a statement from Rock Hudson.
I am not happy that I am sick. I'm not happy that I have AIDS. But if that is helping others, I can at least know that my own misfortune has had some positive work.
Rock Hudson knew he had AIDS almost a year before his public did, and last March, in a CBS News interview, Hudson reflected on his life.
I have a healthy amount of complaints, and that's fine. Mainly, I liked my life. I love my life.
Hours after his death was announced, the House passed a bill almost doubling the amount of money to be spent for AIDS research and care, a tribute to the public awareness of the disease that Hudson's case brought to the fore. This has been a CBS News special report, The Death of Rock Hudson. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.